Well, today's Men of the Apes, we completely lost the plot and just got off into Star Wars Galaxy Heroes.
Hello and welcome to Men of the Apes, the daily podcast where we break down every minute of the Planet of the Apes movies 1 minute at a time. Telling the truth across from me is Sean. I am Todd, and Richard, you're sitting silent, yet you're glowing because the backlight is coming in and your red hair is just like...
It's just your cataracts.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Man, I think that the truth of that tease... In fact, I kick you in the ball so often.
About not talking about the movie?
But at the same time, you could probably not have said a more succinct thing
ever. Oh, we were doing.
We lost the plot of the movie because there is no plot in this movie. You know, we do the in-betweens because the three of us will sit around and talk about things. But the truth is, I think that may be one reason it was almost like a relief to speak
talk
of
about something else.
Yeah, than this movie. However, to get to the point, minute 84... Sean, tell us what's going on.
All right, we're going to start minute 84 with Davidson smelling the fart and ends with Davidson noticing that Ari is in the room.
As you were teasing that, I thought, we've not yet had anything...
Any poop references?
...from you and no... nothing. I actually thought Richard really hadn't spoken. That was the perfect tease to it. So let's sniff the fart with minute 84.
We have an Oberon's worth of apes and humans, two displaced pods worth of humans and apes, so many wild humans in Ape City, minus those two gorillas. Humans on the loose and monkeys in a camp.
Visually, we continue with our John Ford Western, a very sunrisey, yet also dusky kind of moment. As Leo looks about, he smells a fart, he goes back to the Oberon and is walking in. We get a hard cut of him leaving the horse back into this. We don't get a dissolve. We don't get a passage of time before he's inside and walking around, looking like a moment from Leave It to Beaver as he kind of flips the little thing in his hand. Oh, gee willikers, I'm stuck here. And he plops himself back down in the seat and decides to replay the video footage of his commander saying that they were searching for him, and he owns the responsibility that all of this is his fault, as Ari is suddenly back with him. And, you know, and not
magically,
she's holding her hand up, but boy, there's just, it's...
Yeah, we'll get to it. All right.
Okay. So there we are. I hate to take film language exceptions here, but seriously, the going from the horseback to inside, and they use dissolves to go between the shots of him sniffing the fart to the Oberon.
It would have been funny if when he turned around, the horse did do.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Sorry. Anyway.
But there's no dissolve to put him in the Oberon, so there's no passage of time.
I wanted to see him ride the horse into the Oberon, to be quite honest, and the dismount in there.
Yeah, that would have been fine, but it is literally like, bink, off the horse.
Yes. I'll tell you what this looks like. So what do we call those? You call them pickup shots?
Where you have we need to cover this.
You realize you missed something.
These feel like they put him on horseback and they said, okay, look behind you.
Yeah.
Okay, look off in the distance.
Yeah.
Okay, we need a shot of the Oberon. They look at these all look like shots that the editor tried to composite together to make the movement from the camp to him inside the Oberon work. That looks like that we didn't have this shot of him going into the Oberon. We have no place to go from here to here, so we're just going to take these other moments that I had of him on horseback and make it look like he's moving to the Oberon. That's what it looks like. It looks like they had to cobble this together.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong with that either. When I first watched this, what I wondered until I saw that Ari had some kind of bandage on her hand, I thought...
Was this from a different scene?
Well, what I thought was this scene actually supposed to go before she goes to Thade? Because
it would make more sense.
The thought of, hey, I'm so sorry you feel this, would have her feeling sympathy that she then goes
to try to save the humans. Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense more. Yeah. It just, I don't understanding a lot of things, but I don't understand what this scene is supposed to make me feel. They know an impending danger is coming.
It makes him a whiny bitch again. I'm never going home.
Yeah.
We've known that from the beginning of the movie. Finally, you've known it. But again, I'm never going home. It's all about Davison. I'm not helping anybody. It's all about me. I've never said I was going to rescue anybody. I mean, they're not making him the Luke Skywalker that we... whining that he wants to go to Tashi Station to pick up power converters to being a hero of the rebellion. He's just being whiny the whole time.
It is true. I'd never thought about that. He is an unmoving character it's okay to make Luke whiny at the first of the film, but
because
by the
he
end
grows. This guy never grows.
He needs to learn by the end of this to trust himself and not other things. And that's what Luke's journey is.
Mm-hmm.
Leo.
It's all about him.
His journey is I'm a bitch.
He's a Han Solo that never grows as well. I'm taking care of myself.
Fair.
It's all about me.
I like that.
But his heart is never changing, and he's continually admitting it's all about me. I'm never going home. It's all about me.
So there's a camp of maybe a few hundred humans or more outside, right? And Dana's there, all these people around him, but somehow he's able to just have quiet moments walking through the Oberon.
Yeah, why are humans not invading? If they're an
invasive
species.
And Ari just casually saunters up. Like, it doesn't, like, there's no sense of time or place or what's happening here to give me any tension whatsoever. It's just a quiet, like, the Oberon is not a tent. If you were like in a tent in a camp, it would make sense that you'd have this quiet moment while guards were outside and, you know, people had to get permission to come in. There's just a porous ship with no sense of the conflict that's happening
outside.
Yeah, you
would think that the humans that have gathered to see Davidson, the guy that has stood up to the apes, they would be in the ship exploring it, trying to get closer to him.
They would be outside of it because that is, you know, Moses and the Ten Commandments.
It's
Kalima. You're supposed to be following him and waiting for his words. I'm brought of mind when you guys use Star Wars as reference of this. You know, it's not that far of a leap from this type of moment to the moment in A New Hope when Luke is sitting there and Leia comes up after Obi-Wan's died and puts it's that same
thing. Comforting,
but nothing has happened to Leo to make him feel vulnerable outside of the fact he knows he's not going home. That's really, come on, it's my fault. This is all my fault. You don't care.
Well, I mean, I mentioned teleportation at the end on Monday,
back
and
now.
She just magically shows back
up.
I felt that
is so weird. Which is
I felt that too.
Your point of her being this being an earlier moment where she then goes to Thade makes sense, but no, this clearly happens afterwards because she's got the thing on her. At least we'll, I guess, learn it the next minute. It's not in this minute, but she just walks up out of nowhere.
And it could work. It could work if we had a reverse angle shot of her, you know, looking and seeing him. It's over her shoulder and then mech to her face as she sees him sitting alone, and then she comes up. That can work. You introduce her into the scene. He's alone. You have to introduce her. She can't just go whoop.
So and
it doesn't work.
I always in comedy there's what I don't know what it's actually called, but I always call it the lean in where you have a shot. And so Todd, if this is your monitor. The humorous thing would happen, Todd, was somebody would lean in that you didn't see into the shot and make the joke and then lean out. This is the equivalent of that, where she comes over and I just want him to go, Jesus, were you here the whole time?
Fucking hell.
Like, wear a bell or something. Christ. Cough or something right. So I know you're here.
At least we didn't get Kroll woggling back and forth and her popping up behind him.
No.
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. So she's been branded. Kroll have come back and he's fine with it. She's dressed the wound.
He's gotten off the horseback and he's now inside just reminiscing about good times.
No, he's gotten up onto another tall hill. He's going to wait there until morning to make sure. When the army comes,
he's playing back the footage, and I'll be honest, there was nothing
new, and they should put new information.
Thank you. That's exactly
different
what
shots.
I wanted. Something different. I wanted scenes of
the monkey starting to attack, or
he found another video log of his the woman that he flirted with.
Yeah.
And he sees her
and
training
Ramsey,
monkeys.
Yeah,
she's talking to monkeys like for 2 seconds.
But no,
just something to make him like
right.
feel something for other than not the Mayday message. Not the Mayday message where if we were looking for a pilot, this wouldn't be my fault.
That's I don't understand why Leo needed to go look at the Mayday message again.
It's just so that they can put the two of them together, I guess, to talk. But they could have done that anywhere. I mean, she could have come up just over a hill while he was on the horse and just comes up to talk to him and, you know, maybe has the equivalent of the Stella Warren Mr. Fantastic hand and reaches up and touches him. I don't know.
Mr. Fantastic hand. I like that.
And do you know what I'm really, really pissed about at this minute?
I can't wait to hear.
We lost an hour today.
We get into the last 20 seconds and he is so poorly lit that we get no good cheekbones. We just get a waxy screen. He looks like one solid rounded face. We do not get pretty Marky Mark out of this last 20 seconds. He is just not lit well. And I'm so mad about that.
Okay. Can I ask? I really want to ask you this question. Do you think when he's lit well, he's pretty?
I think he's masculine.
Okay.
All right.
Does that make sense?
I'll give you that.
Does that make sense?
Because when I look at him,
I wouldn't say rugged, but I would say like, that's a dude.
Now, you know, and I...
Is that a weird way
I've defended him in Boogie Nights countless times.
Yeah.
Wasn't that from...
No,
it's all
right. Why not?
No, no, I'm just... That's a dude. Isn't that from like... That's from Avengers Infinity War or whatever when they meet Thor. And, no, that's not a dude. That's a dude.
But I've defended him in that film, and I think he has a boyish charm and, you know, like spunk in that film. I look at him in this one, and he just looks dull.
He does look dull, and they're not doing him any justice with the lighting in the last
one. They aren't. It is very unfair. But we talked about this before. The Oberon could be lit so much more interestingly. And
it could be more cave-like, yeah.
This is an example, once again, of it just sort of being, hey, we're in a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Blah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just happens to have a chair there that he can sit in. It just happened to crash in a way that so everything's perfectly level for him. I mean,
so the issues are with this minute. Ari pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah,
he magically moves from a horse to inside the Oberon with no reason. He's kind of just sauntering in the Oberon. The message is not giving us anything new,
right?
And he's just crying about the fact that
he's never going home.
That he's never going home because they came after him.
Crying about that this movie still has about 40 minutes left.
Right. Well, what can they do in 40 more minutes?
Five of them are credits, so we got that going for us.
Jesus. Yeah.
You think they'll fight apes?
I at this point, I want some fighting just so we can watch something because this series of moments, man, building zero fucking tension. I quit. I just quit.
I bet they're going to fight apes.
I knew this was going to be bad. I didn't think anything could get worse.
I hear there's a whole planet of them.
No.
I love the fact that you two keep going on while I'm over here crying. Like, I'm basically, it's all my fault. Okay. That's it.
And we're Ari and over here, and we don't give a shit.
There you go. You know, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. Everyone, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.